107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Stratford's poet laureate is here in the house, David Stones, and he's got a busy couple of weeks coming up. Busy summer on the way. It is a pleasure to welcome David Stones. David, good morning. Good to see you.
Well, good morning, Jamie. Thank you very, very much. It's certainly a real honor to be Stratford's first ever poet laureate. As I tell the story, it only took them 200 years to discover me. But there it is. I'm very, very honored. I mean, to be a poet laureate anywhere is a great thrill.
Sure.
But here in Stratford, this mystical, wonderful artist colony of ours is outstanding.
And so tell us what a poet laureate is. Like, what is a poet laureate all about?
I think a poet laureate basically does two things. One is that it helps shine a spotlight and draw attention to special events, civic events, not-for-profit events, stakeholder groups. Helps, I think, some of the marginalized voices perhaps be heard in the community. That's a key thing. So I've been performing at a lot of events and ceremonies, I think 12 in my first 3 months.
Is that
so
right?
Far. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you have been busy.
The second big delivery is the build out of some form of a community poetry, literary arts project, if you will. So my big undertaking, in addition to working with a lot of community poetry groups, performing poetry in schools, for example, will be a countywide poetry contest, which will be announced very shortly. It has been picked up in the media briefly, but the call for submissions will be the 1st of August, and it's going to encompass the whole county. And I think it'll be the first ever anthology that will represent the voices of the county, and it will result in a beautiful award ceremony at the library with a red carpet in April of 2026.
Oh my goodness.
And it will be an annual event.
Yeah, well, we'll have to have you back into a chat about
Absolutely.
That. In the meantime, you've got a number of events coming up, including Poetry Stratford Live at the Bunker for Thursday, I believe.
Yeah, just this Thursday, the 29th, Poetry Stratford is thrilled to be going live again. We used to be live at the library. We were live at the Agora Gallery. COVID hit. Can you remember
that,
Jamie?
Yeah.
This thing called COVID hit, so we started doing Zoom-based poetry. And then we started getting back to live at the Bunker once in a while over the last 2 years, but it looked to be very successful. So we're very thrilled to be back at it on a monthly basis, last Thursday of every month. There's actually three hosts. Myself, we'll be doing four of them. Mark Hertzberger, who's an old Poetry Stratford hand, and Heidi Sander, a multi-award-winning poet as well. And she'll be also doing four of them on an annual basis. So we're sharing that load. We typically get 15 to 20 open mic poets. And we will, from time to time, have a feature poet.
Very good. So, and I've chatted with John Crawford from the Bunker and saying, you've had a great response to these get-togethers. They're great houses.
Well, that was absolutely key. You know, when you have poetry in a place like that, the key thing is the owners have to sell drinks and food. So our kind of piloting of it over the last year has been very successful. And John and his team are wonderful hosts. I mean, they set everything up for us. And it seems to be working for all parties, which is the key thing with these things.
That's terrific.
As you know.
Yeah. Poetry Stratford Live at the Bunker. That is for this Thursday evening. That's May 29th, 7 o'clock. And again, David Stones will be hosting that one. And we have a very big event that is coming up at Stratford Perth Museum.
Yeah, this is the Summertime Poetry Soiree. This is actually the third consecutive one that we've had. The first one was in Mitchell, actually.
Okay.
And then a year ago, it was also at the museum, where it is again in 2025. And really, we get 25 to 30 of Ontario's top poets performing at that scene, plus about 20 open mic poets who are usually local. But for 2025, we've got the likes of Al Moritz, who's the former poet laureate of the city of Toronto, for example. We have a special guest, Andrea Louise Thomas, who's actually here from Australia, a friend of Mark Hertzberger's. I'm thrilled to be a feature poet myself, along with that crew. Bunny Iskoff, who is the founder of the Ontario Poetry Society, is one of the feature poets. So we've got a really good crew of poets, and we are looking also at, as I say, 20 to 25 open mic poets. We get 70 to 80 people out to that a year ago, And we're really looking forward to that. I think it's a real feather in the cap that Stratford and area can attract this kind of poetic talent. And they come from as far away as Belleville, Port Hope, Owen Sound in the north, etc. So it's a pretty wide sweep in addition to all of southwestern Ontario.
No, it is very impressive. So that's for Saturday, June 7th, 1 till 4, and it's happening outdoors at the Cooperators Performance Theatre, and this is a free event.
Indoors at the Cooperators
Theatre. Indoors. Sorry.
And it is free, absolutely, yeah. We'll have lots of books on sale. I think we have a little bit of a bar set up with wine and coffee and so forth. And I think Kelly McIntosh, the great and wonderful manager of the museum, is once again serving as our host, all being well.
Perfect. Indoors at
and
the
Cooperators. She's an excellent MC, as you know, Jamie.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She is wonderful. So that's free admission. That is a Stratford Perth Museum, again, with the Ontario Poetry Society Tops combined for a summertime poetry soiree. So they hope to see you there. And then you've got a get together happening with the library. That's coming up too.
Yes, this is wonderful. The library, I guess, is initiating this series of what I call open houses. They're calling them happy hours. I think they're on a monthly basis. I'm not sure of that, but I think it's a monthly thing. And the first one is going to be June 13th. So they're on Friday nights. I hope that's not kind of an omen that I'm performing on Friday, June 13th. But I was very honored to be asked to sort of headline the entertainment for the first ever happy hour. And I'll be performing with a wonderful violinist, Leo Stock, who some of you may know is the almost a perennial fiddler finalist championship for Canada, and he's the current and two-time step dance champion of Canada. He's not doing that with me. I'm forcing him to play the violin, which is the same as a fiddle, but slower.
So you might get some steps in, David. Come on.
It's the way I describe it. But he and I have had a couple of rehearsals. We're putting together some great arrangements of my poetry with a violin bed behind it. And really looking forward to a great 30 to 40 minute performance at the library. And I think it's also a great opportunity, obviously, for people who don't know the library that well to pay it a visit. And I can tell you, too, I'm performing right in the gut of the library. So it's not upstairs in the auditorium area. It's right in the library itself. So I've got the eyes of some of the greatest writers in Canada and the world right upon me. I hope I don't let them down.
No pressure.
There's a whole Canadian poetry section. Leonard Cohen, Louis Dudek, Gwendolyn McEwen, Margaret Atwood are all going to be staring at me.
And throwing their support. Sure.
Yeah,
Happy hour Friday, June 13th at 7 o'clock. Not to be missed. And let's look ahead to Canada Day because you are a part of that celebration.
Yeah, again, extremely honored. Myself and the Youth Poet Laureate of Stratford, Quinn Meyer, they will also be performing a poem with me. So this is part of like the opening ceremonies. Dana Manning, I think, is sort of headlining that from a musical standpoint. And Quinn and I will each be performing a Canada Day poem. This is an example where the Poet Laureate has to write a custom piece. I'm working on mine. And of course, these are interesting times to be writing a poem about what it means to be Canadian. And I'm working away on that and really looking forward to it. I should also add just very quickly, because I just thought of it, I'm also performing at the graduation ceremonies of the Stratford Chef School.
Okay.
On Saturday.
Is this coming Saturday?
Sunday.
This coming Sunday, okay.
That's an invitation-only event, but I've been on the board of the Chef School. I've done a lot of work with the Chef School. I never miss the graduations. So it's really what the Chef School is all about, isn't it? Sending
Absolutely.
Young chefs out into the world. So I'll be performing a poem for them on Sunday coming.
Yeah. Do you have any downtime, David?
very little. I've really enjoyed doing poetry in schools. Interesting little anecdote. I've been performing poetry for kindergarten to grade 3 or 4. And in a short while, I'll be performing in a retirement residence. So I'm covering the full spectrum of youth and ages in the district.
Yeah, well, there you go.
From old to young.
But that's, again, as you touched on with being a poet laureate, it's echoing the thoughts of the community, a voice for the community, and that's what it's all about right there.
Yeah, and it is new territory. I mean, I do report to Destination Stratford and to the library technically, and we're feeling our way with it. I mean, all of us. I've been around poetry for quite a while in my life, but we're sort of feeling our way. I'm doing a lot of outreach in the community, letting organizations know who I am and what the Poet Laureate role is all about and how it might serve their mission and goals, mm-hmm. whether that's one poem or whether it's a half-hour show or whatever it is that they think might serve their purposes. But that's what the Poet Laureate is about. It's really to serve the community and mm-hmm. bring those voices out and have them all heard in an excellent artistic and creative way.
Well, a perfect choice for Stratford's first Poet Laureate, David Stones. Again, so many events we've covered, but do make a point of attending the Summertime Poetry Soiree at Stratford Perth Museum. We'll share the details on all these events on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. David Stones, Stratford's first ever Poet Laureate. David, pleasure meeting you, and again, continued success.
Thank you very much, Jamie. I really appreciate this opportunity.